The Gemara of Beis Mud Beis, in discussing whether Derech is Lashon Zachar or Lashon Nekeva, the Gemara quotes Psukim, as you know, and the Gemara points out the following difficulty when it comes to the Pasuk in Shmos Yerches, Ve'hodat Lamas Derech Yelchuba. There, it is used Lashon Nekeva. V'Derech Echad Yetzalecha V'Shiva Drachim Enus Lefanecha. When it comes to Melchama, then the Torah renders Lashon Zachar. The Gemara comments that perhaps whether Derech is Zachar or Nekeva depends on its context. Torah is Nekeva, and therefore Derech is used B'Lashon Nekeva, understandably. When it comes to Melchama, however, here the Gemara tells us that Darko Shel Ish Lasos Melchama, Vein Darko Shel Isha Lasos Melchama, and therefore Kasav B'Lashon Zachar. We mentioned in the past that this line of the Gemara, even though it's just being used to explain Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva, is a line that the Sefer Achino quotes in Tafresh Gimel when it comes to aspects of Mechias and Zechiras Amalek. Hither Sefer HaChinuch writes the following dual chiddush, and that is that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, because after all, the purpose of the mitzvah Zechira is to serve as a Zechira, as a reminder, our obligation of Mechias Amalek, and women are exempt from Mechias Amalek because, as our Gemara tells us, Ein Darko Shel Isha La'asos Milchama. The Minchas Chinuch in that piece, in Tafresh Gimel, raises two difficulties. Number one is it so simple that what was true of Mechia should be true of Zechira? After all, shouldn't one argue that these are two independent mitzvos? Monei ha-mitzvos, many of which count them independently, the obligation of Zachar and the obligation of Timcheh Zechar Amalek. See, even if one should assume that when it comes to Mechia, women are exempt because Ein Darko Shisha Lasos Melchama, perhaps that is not the case when it comes to the mitzvahs Zechira. And furthermore, the Minchas Chinuch writes that isn't it a Mishnah in Sof and Daf Mem Dal that tells us when it comes to Melchemes Mitzvah, such as Mechias Amalek HaKol Yotzim, everyone is obligated to in fact participate. In principle, in that particular case, Lechora, one should argue that yes, it is Darko Shalisha, because she is obligated to participate in that Melchama as well. In terms of the first issue, the relationship between Zechiras Amalek and Mechias Amalek, this is not something that begins with the Minchas Chinuch, but rather the Ramban, in the very end of Parshas Kisetze, highlights the link between these two mitzvahs. What exactly is our obligation of Zechiras Amalek? It is not simply, the Ramban writes, to recall what happened years ago, how Amalek attacked us, but rather the Ramban writes, it is to be mindful of our obligation of Mechias Amalek. The Ramban writes in the very end of Kisetze that the Torah links these two obligations not as independent mitzvahs, but rather Zechir is to be mindful of the Chiyuv of Mechia. Posav Shat, that is the assumption of the Sefer HaChinuch. In fact, there are many Monei HaMitzvos, the Bahag, for example, and the Yireim, that do not count Zechiras Amalek as an independent mitzvah. Whenever that's true, sometimes it's hard to bring a Rayim Ulchachas, why someone would omit. That could be for many different reasons, but perhaps one reason is the following. They certainly count Mechias Amalek as a mitzvah, and if the mitzvah Sechir is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it goes hand in hand with our obligation of Timcheh Zechar Amalek, so then one could argue that for that very reason, Zechir is not counted independently. It's supposed to be a tool, a vehicle, a reminder, in order to fulfill the obligation of Mechias Amalek. This link in this Ramban is mentioned by Mishneh Berurah in Tafresh Pehei and the following. The Magen Avraham discusses what happens if a person does not hear the Kriya of Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before Purim. So Magen Avraham writes Tafresh Pehei that a person can be Yotzei with the Kriya Satara Purim morning. We're going to lay Parshas Beshalach. And Parshas Beshalach also, it deals with the theme of Amalek. So therefore, if a person did not hear Kisetzei, a person can be Yotzei Parshas Beshalach. So the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkat and Tezayin, just raises the following Ha'ara. Is that so simple? But that should be the case. If all that's necessary simply is a reminder, so Parshas Beshalach is appropriate. But if somehow the purpose of Zechira is to underscore our obligation of Timcheh Zechar Amalek, in such a case, perhaps then it is absolutely vital to use Parshas Kisetzei. In Parshas Beshalach, you don't find a reference to our obligation of Timcheh Zechar Amalek. If anything, Parshas Beshalach, one could read in the opposite way. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Macho Emcheh. The Parsha speaks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing so. Our Chiyuv of Timcheh, that only stems from Kisetzei. So therefore, the Magen Avraham questions the position of Magen Avraham that according to this Ramban, perhaps one in fact would not be Yotzi unless one learns Parshas Kiseitse and Parshas Peshalach is insufficient. We mentioned in the past that perhaps this could be used to understand, right, the Shita of the Rosh. The Rosh and Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin Mem Beis, that Nom Sugya of Rabbi Eliezer Shichra Avdullah Hashlima LaHasara. The Rosh seems to indicate that there is a need midaraisa for a kriya satora for Parshas Zachar. One is not simply yotzi through amira, but rather there is a chiyuv kriya. Right, this is what Tosus writes as well. Tosus and Brachos and Afyad Gimel and in Megillah and Afyad Zayin and Mabez, that you need a kri mitoch hatzav. But the Rosh introduces a new element, and that is that a tzibur is necessary daraisa. And the kash that the Bali Tosus deal with, that how could Rabbi Eliezer be meshachar and eved, which is nisa daraisa, in order to ensure tefillah b'tzibur, but tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv daraisa, that one could violate an iser esay lo lam bem tavod in order to accommodate. That's not the case, no? So the Rosh writes, and don't tell me it's referring to Parshas Zachar, because the Gemara should not have omitted that fact. The Gemara should say, hacha mayaskinan, terribly misleading. It only occurred then, and from the sugi it seems like that this normally could occur. But even if you assume it was referring to Parshas Zachar, does that help? So the need for a kri mitoch haksav is daraisa, but is there a need for a minyan on a din daraisa? Poshav Shat and Rav Asher would appear that absolutely yes. The Shita Sarash is that you need a tzibur daraisa. Why should you need a tzibur daraisa? In the other mitzvot of Zechir, you require a tzibur daraisa. For Zechir HaShabbos, you require a tzibur daraisa. Certainly not. Why should Zechir HaSamalek require a tzibur daraisa? But that is the Shita Sarash. Poshav Shat and Rosh, one could argue again this very issue, that the mitzvah of Zechira is linked to the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek. And as we discussed in an earlier shiuri, Mechiyas Amalek, right, is that a Chovas Yachid? Or perhaps no, that's Midine Melchama. That is considered to be, according to the Rosh, a Chovas Hatzibur. And therefore the mitzvah of Zechira also, Midaraisa, is one which is only fulfilled the Tzibur. Again, this assumes that link. So Poshav Shat, that's the issue of the Sefer Achinuch. Whoever is obligated, Mechi is obligated in Zechira. One of the many rayos that there's a link between what otherwise one would have argued are two independent mitzvahs. In terms of HaKol Yotzim, the mission that tells us that what do you mean when it comes to Mechi HaSamalek, doesn't everyone have to go out in battle? So if you take a look at the Rishash and that mission in Sot and Daf Mendal Maveis, and this is what is discussed in the Radvaz, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. There the Radvaz writes, it's true, HaKol Yotzim. But it does not mean the Darko Shish Alasos Mochama. HaKol Yotzim means everyone is impacted, everyone is affected, everyone, right, their daily routine is going to be different as a result of Mochemes Mitzvah. Because the men are going out to fight, and the women, right, they're going to have to go ahead and take care of the general needs, right, of the Tzibur. But it does not mean HaKol Yotzim in the sense of HaKol Yotzim the Mochama. And that Poshub Shat is what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in terms of the Dinei Melchama, that only applies to men, that does not apply to women. In terms of this issue, the obligation of women in Zechira Samalek, there is a tshuva found in Binyan Tzion, in Simen Ches, that the Maksha wanted to bring the following raya. That very Sugyan Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin Webeis, Rabbi Eliezer Shichra Avdullah Shlimo La'asara. And the Rosh comments that, don't tell me it's referring to Parshas Zachar, because it wouldn't be misdavar that the Gemara would omit that fact. And if it was referring to Parshas Zachar, so one issue we discussed is Yinid Tziba Daraisa. But maybe one could ask the following issue. If it was referring to Parshas Zachar, is an Eved Knani obligated in Parshas Zachar? In the mitzvah of Zechira Samalait? We know when it comes to mitzvahs, that's part of the Gzera Shavav Lala Meisha. In which case, an Eved Knani is Dino Ki Isha, obligated to mitzvahs generally, with exceptions of mitzvah Seisha Hazman Grama. So if it was referring to Parsha Zachar, so why was it necessary to Meshachar the Eved, unless you assume, as the Chinuch, that women are exempt from Zechira Samalek, and in turn, Eved Knani is exempt from Achia Samalek, and therefore, that's why it was necessary to be Meshachar the Eved. So therefore, the Makshin, the Tshuvas, Binyan Tzion, wanted to bring a raya from simply the Rosh, Rabbi Lezer, Shichra Lashlim Lasara. Without the act of Shichra, this Eved Knani would have been exempt. That's because women are exempt from the mitzvah, Zechira Samalek. And the Bienzin writes the following chiddush that is not necessarily true. Why is it that women cannot be included in tzibur, included in the minyan of asara? Is it a function of a tzur, since they're exempt from the mitzvah? So therefore they cannot serve as the tzibur for the mitzvah? Not necessarily Bienzin writes. Bienzin writes that ain't nothing amin. It could very well be that women are obligated in the mitzvah of zechiras amalek, and Abedkani is obligated in the mitzvah of zechiras amalek. However, it is a mitzvah that requires a tzibur, and v'nikdashti v'sof b'nei Yisrael means only those who have a full kedushas Yisrael, a zachar, can be included in tzibur, not others. It is not necessarily a function of the fact that they're exempt from mitzvah, but perhaps even in mitzvahs that women are obligated in, perhaps there is no din tzibur. This is relevant, for example, for the concept of tzibur when it comes to Kiddush Hashem b'frahesiyah. Is that a formal halacha of tzibur? Are women included in that tzibur? This is a diyun hilchos Megillah. No, the bracha of harav es riveinu with Yushalmi, you only recite that b'tzibur. Women are obligated in kriyas hamegillah. At the same time, however, can they be counted for the tzibur as far as persumen issa? One could distinguish between persumen issa, Kiddush Hashem, the formal halacha, but that's the hara of the Bindusian as well. So again, just derech agav, in terms of this line of the Gemara, in Dar Kol Shish L'Ashos Machama, again, that's the ha'ar of Sefer Achinuch with these marmakamos as well. The Gemara tells us the following, when it comes to the topic of Esrog Shava Le'ilon B'Gimel Drachim, the Gemara here is dealing with the Chiyuv of Afrasha, when it comes to, right, an Esrog. And this gives rise to a very simple issue that Rashi and Tosus both discussed in the daf, and that's the following. Peros, Trumos Peros, is that a din daraisa? Or Trumos Peros only Drabanam? What is it that's obligated in Trumos and Maestros? The Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Tosus is that Peros and Ilan are only obligated in Trumos and Maestros on a level of Drabanam. And therefore the issue when it comes to the case of an Esrog, whether indeed Basar Chanata, Basar Lakita, these are dinim Drabanam as far as the Chiyuv Hafrasha is concerned. This is what Rashi writes, V'yafagav de meister de tu de rabbanon hu, asmechinu akroi. After all, even though there are psukim, yeah, but all this is an asmachta, because after all, trumas peros is only a din de rabbanon. That's what Rashi writes in Dafgumaf explicitly, and that is the assumption of his Tosus as well, in Esrog Shaval Ilan. This is against the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, Hilchos Maestros, Perakala Falachates, maintains that that is not true, that Yerakos are Drabanon, but Peros and Ilan are obligated in Shumas HaMaisas Daraisa. Rashi in Tostosa Sushita is, after all, the Pasuk speaks about Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yisar. That is what is Chayiv Midaraisa. The Rambam writes, no, not to the exclusion of Shumas Peros. Shumas Peros are obligated Midaraisa. And that's why the Gemara in the Sugya Satosus quotes use Psukim in order to demonstrate these halachos, not merely as an asmachta, but rather as a drasha gemura. So these are two shitas so far, Trumas Peros, Daraisa, or Drabana. There is a third shita, a fascinating shita of the Raivin. This is found in the Chibur of the Raivin, which is called Kosov Sham, right, in the very end of Meseches Chulin. And this is also quoted in the Sefer Kaftor Vaperach in Paragimel, where the Raivin writes a very fascinating split. When it comes to Trumas Peros, the difficulty is stiras. On the one hand, psukim, on the other hand, only drabanon. So the Raivad writes the following two halachos. When it comes to trumas peros, there is no iser tevel daraisa, and there is no chovas hafrasha. However, let's assume a person is mafrish. That is considered to be a hafrasha daraisa. The Torah recognizes hafrashas, trumas, and maestros. When it comes to peros, if one is mafresh truma, it is also the zar, it must be given to the kohen, and that is the chalos daraisa, despite the fact that there is no iser tevel and there is no chovas hafrasha. A very fascinating chiddush. So therefore you understand, if the Gemara seems to contrast peros to dagon tirin yisar, of course, Dagon Tirosh Nitzer, there's a Chloshim Tevel Daraisa. Not sure when it comes to Peros. On the other hand, the Gemara quotes Psukim. When it comes to Peros, in our issue, whether Eshrog, Shavala, Ilan, and so on, right? That's not just Nasmafta. That's something which is relevant on the level of Daraisa. So, very great Yiddish that Im Hifrish, so So therefore, the Maisa Frasha is Chalami Daraisa, despite the fact that there was no Chova Safrasha. And the Ravid writes that he admits if his Zar will go ahead and partake, there is no Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim. The Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim is only that was accompanied by Nisr Tevel, Dogon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, not when it comes to parents. What is the great Chiddush of Shita Saravid? That one can have a Chalos Safrasha without a Shem Tevel. How does one understand Hafrashos Chumas and Maaseros? What is the cause? What is the fact? Maybe one could argue that you begin with an Isser Tevel, and you're mafkia the Isser Tevel al yedei Hafrasha. Well, if that's true, if there is no Isser Tevel, so therefore, what is the purpose? How do you speak of a concept of Hafrasha? You see, according to the Raivah, that certainly is not true, that there is a Chalos Hafrasha, right, without an Isser Tevel. And this is relevant, what we discussed earlier, regarding Machlokas, the Rambam and Raivah in Hilchos Bikurim, in Pereches Halacha Beis, when it comes to Hafrasha Chala. When is one Mafrish Chala? When the Rambam describes Hafrasha Chala, the Rambam does so Mishas Nesina Samayim. When you go ahead and place the Mayim together with the Kemach, at that point in time, there is a Chiyuv Hafrasha. The Ravid has the following Hasaga, that Ein Yofel Lasos Kein. That's the Hasaga Saravid. I agree with what the Rambam writes, that it is Chal, but that is not the ideal moment of Hafrasha at all. What is the time of Hafrasha Schala? Not Mishas Nesina Samayim, but La'achar Gilgul, at the time of Lisha. Once it is kneaded into a full dough, at that point one is chayim. So fascinating chiddush that the Rambam writes Mishas Nesina Samayim, and the Ravid maintains, no, that is not true. I admit that one can be mafresh at that time, but that is not the ideal moment of hafrasha. Why exactly is that true? The Ravid assumes the following: when you have Nesina Samayim, as of yet, there is no Chaloshim Tevel. It is not yet Tevel. If a person will partake Kodam Lisha, so therefore it is not as though that he is consuming or utilizing Tevel. The Chaloshim Tevel is only Chal Mishas Lisha. So the Ravid has two different models of Hafrasha. Very fascinating Chiddush. One could be Mafrish, Chumas, and Raisos in order to preempt Tevel, in order to prevent the Isser Tevel from being Chal. One could be Mafresh, Chumas, and Maestros in order to uproot, in order to be Mafkia in Isser Tevel. Those are two different models of Hafrasha. This is not only true when it comes to Hafrasha's Chala, this is also true when it comes to Hafrasha's Chumas and Maestros. In order to be Chayiv in Hafrasha in the sense that there's Nisr Tevel, Poshav Shati is in the following, that you require Meiruach and Rias Pnei Habayis. What does it mean? Gemar free. It means that the peros are fully harvested. So you'll go ahead and you'll harvest, you'll put it into a mound, enter your house, Nisr Tevel, in such a case now you're Mafrish. And what if a person is Mafrish Bishibolim? Let's assume the Hafrasha is done at an earlier time. The Torah recognizes that Hafrasha as well. So a person could be Mafrish B'Shibolim, a current person could be Mafrish La'achar Meiruach. You can be Mafrish Mishas Nesina Samayim, Mafrish La'achar Lisha. But these are two fundamentally different types of Hafrasha. If you're Mafrish at stage one, it will prevent Isser Tevel from ever being Chal. If you're Mafrish at stage two, the prior Isser Tevel is Paka. The Ravid's comment of Ein Yafalasos Kain is the following, that the ideal form of Hafrasha is not to preempt, the ideal form is to be Oker, to be Mafgia, the Chaloshim Tevel. And therefore, the Ravid writes, you should wait until Isha, you should wait until Meruach, that is the Mitzvah's Hafrasha, even though I acknowledge that the Hafrasha will be Chal Mikaldem. But again, you have two different models within the Ravid Shita of Hafrasha. You can have Hafrash in stage 2, where there was a Chaloshim Tevel. You can have Hafrash in stage 1, where there is no prior Isser Tevel. The Ravid assumed that you see from this case of Nesina Samayim, where you see from the case of Kod Meruach B'Shibolim, that there is a Chalos Hafrasha, even though it is not yet Tevel. The Ravid took that one giant leap further and said that that's even true when it comes to Trumas Peiros. That even when it comes to that which is Chayiv in Hafrasha Daraisa, Dagal Tirosh and Yitzar, you could have a Hafrasha without an Isser Tevel, you haven't reached that stage yet. The great Kiddush then is perhaps Suha Denami when it comes to Peiros, that the Torah recognizes a Maisa Hafrasha even though it will never be Bali De Tevel. Because you already see from the more limited model that the purpose of Hafrasha is not simply to be mafki and Isser Tevel. You can have Hafrasha even though as of yet Isser Tevel was not Chal. And that's not only because Isser Tevel will be Chal. No, you don't require Isser Tevel according to the Ravid's Shita. What is the Rambam Shita? The Rambam who makes that comment that one can be mafresh mishas nesina samayim. On the one hand, perhaps the Rambam could argue that maybe that's not true, that detail of the Ravid. That the mitzvah Hafrasha is not only to uproot the status of Tevel, but to prevent the Isser from ever being Chal, that also is Bichlal HaMitzvah. And therefore, as the Ravid writes, there's a hierarchy. The Rambam would write, no, that's not true. One fulfills the Chovas Hafrasha regardless of whether there was an Isser Tevel or whether there was no Isser Tevel. However, if you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Maseches Trumos, in Perechet, Mishne Gimel, the Rambam seems to reason very differently. The Rambam seems to assume a very, very great Kiddush, and that is that the Isser Tevel is Chal Miyad. The Isser Tevel is already Chal at the time of Nesina Samayim. The Isser Tevel is already Chal B'shivoli. In other words, the Rambam will agree that the mitzvah Hafrasha is to uproot the Chaloshem Tevel, but the Chaloshem Tevel already kicked in. Not as the Ravid assumes that the Chaloshem Tevel is only Lachar Gilgul, Lachar Lisha, or Lachar Meiruach and Rias Pnei Habayis. Maybe the Rambam is in full agreement. I agree with you. The Ikkar Mitzvah is to uproot the Isser of Tevel. But the Chaloshem Tevel already kicked in. What's the difficulty with that? Is that true? That the Isser Tevel, the Chalos Tevel already is from the Sina Samayim, B'Shibolim? It's not true. If a person goes ahead and eats, La'achar meruach, la'achar lisha, a person is chayiv for eating tevel. If a person will go ahead and partake before, that's not true. If a person will go ahead and just in a haphazard fashion, achilas arai basadeh, but that's an iser. No, midrabanan, that's an iser. And that iser is only if it's achilas keva, not if it's achilas arai. So the Issa Daraisa of Tevel is only afterwards. Before that's true, there's an Issa Darabanan, and that Issa Darabanan is qualified, sometimes yes, sometimes no, Achilas Keva yes, Achilas Arai no. There is no Issa. So how can you say that there's an Issa of Tevel? The Ravid Elchor is 100% right. The Chalos Tevel doesn't kick in until later. There's just an Issa Darabanan to prevent Achilas Keva, despite the fact that it's not yet Tevel. So if you look at that Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam seems to understand in a completely different fashion. Tevel is really Chal Me'ikara, even B'Shibolim, even Mishas Nesino Samayim. But you know what the great Kiddush is? Tevel is not categorically Aser. It's not that Tevel is Aser, period. Tevel is Aser B'Achilas Keva. That's a Din D'Oraisa. Tevel is only Asr Bachilas Keva. Wow, that's a great Kiddush. What is the definition of Achilas Keva? You know what the definition is, Daraisa? La'achar Lisha or La'achar Meruach. When it's processed. If it is not yet processed, the Torah doesn't recognize that as being a type of Achila that is forbidden. But the requirement, of course the Rambam agrees that there's a requirement of Meruach, and of course there's a requirement of Lisha. But those are not requirements, the Chetzah, within Chaloshim Tevel, as opposed to gavra, the iser achila. The Torah only forbids achilas keva, dahainu la'achar shenigra malachton, la'achar miruach, la'achar es pebayis, la'achar lisha. That's the kiddush of the Rambam Shita. So the reason you're allowed to snack in the field is not because it's not tevel, despite the fact that it is tevel, that is not called achilas keva. And achilas keva is a din daraisa. See, with this in mind, you understand beautifully. What did the Chachamim do? Now, according to the Raiva, the way you normally understand, without this beer of the Rambam, it's somewhat unusual. It's not foreign for us that the Chachamim created machalos asuros derabanan. We have all the time. Basar b'chalav midaraisa means basar, and bisar alf is derabanan. But the next step is somewhat unusual, no? So therefore what? Therefore, don't eat it. Now therefore, don't eat a lot of it. Achilas keva. And achilas rai is mutter. Don't eat a lot of chicken and milk. A little bit is okay. We're used to a concept of machalos asuros derabanan. But where did the Chachamim get this chiddush that within tevel there should be a difference between achilas keva as opposed to achilas arai? That's highly unusual. According to the Rambam, it's magnificent. No, that's mamish kein daraisa. The din daraisa, right, is that achilas keva is forbidden, achilas arai is not. What is the definition of achilas keva? La'achar miruach, la'achar shingram alaftam. You know what the Chachamim did? Just one small modification. If a person will eat a lot, even kodem miruach, midrabanan, that's called keva. If a person will snack, we'll leave that as achilas arai. That's all the Chachamim did. Even though midaraisa, whatever you do basada is called arai, the Chachamim created a shir, ad kan. You take a bite, that's okay. You take an abundance of peros, that already becomes al pidin, midrabanan, achilas keva. No? That's the chiddush, the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis. This is found in the Mikdash David. It's the chiddush of Slavetsha pointed out. Also found in Mikdash David in Simen Nun Vav, Os Gimel. Right? Highlighting this Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis. What's fascinating that according to the Rambam Shita, you don't have, according to the Rambam, a chova safrasha without an Isser Teva. If you'll say this to a person on the street, now, is there a mitzvah safrasha without a chova tevel? So of course, I'll tell you, absolutely yes. Now, shibolim, nesina samayim, of course. How can you deny that? Now, according to the Rambam, you can deny that. No? Hafrasha is only when there is an Isser of tevel. There is an Isser of tevel. Kodem irua, kodem rabayis, kodem lisha. Well, why do you need those halachos then if there's nisr tevel? Tevel is only osur b'achilas keva deraisa. That's the chiddush. No, that's the Rambam Shita. With this in mind, you understand in the Rambam as well, that one can be mafresh l'chad chilam, yishas nisina samayim. Well, what's the Raiva's distinction? Yishas nisina samayim, you are circumventing tevel, you're preempting tevel from being chal. Mashenkin lacharlisha, you're being mafkia. And then the Raiva's chiddush that I prefer being mafkia to preempting, no? The Rambam will argue, no, that's not true. You are being mafki in Isser Tevel, even if you're mafresh mishas nesina samayim. Of course there must be Isser Tevel. Without it, that's not true. And then as we pointed out, the next step, that according to the Raiva, you see there's hafrasha without Tevel, that gives rise to the possibility, though it's a great chiddush, that you could say the same thing in our Gemara about an Esra, that there is a chalos hafrasha without an Isser Tevel. According to the Rambam, of course that's not true. How can you have a chalos afresh on Isser Tevel? You never have it. You don't even have it when it comes to Dagon Tirish Mitzah. No, because when you're mafresh at the early stage, it already was Tevel. So if that's true, and the Gemara is quoting Psukim, for example, to demonstrate that there is a hafresh when it comes to Peros and Esra, well, therefore that must be an indicator that Trumas Peros is Daraisa. Because to say it's not smachta, the Rambam felt was doche. To assume that you can have a chalos hafrasha daraisa without Isser Tevel, the Rambam maintains you never have that. Even when it comes to Dagon Tirish V'Yitzar, you never have that. So therefore, the Rambam maintains that Trumas Peros is a din daraisa. Right? These Rambams and Ravid are related in that fashion. further, my Malka, if you look in the Gemara, in the very beginning of the second parak of Nedarim, the very first Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us the following. One can create an Iser Neder al Yedei Hatfasa. The very first Ran Maseches Nedarim, Beis Amad Aleph, right, discusses, is that true of every single Neder? Neder by its very essence is a hatfasa, it's an extension of a prior iser. Are there two different types of nedarim? Iker neder bihatfasa, iker b'shlova hatfasa. One of the main sugyas in Masech Shuas nedarim. Now, what exactly is this role of hatfasa when it comes to neder? In other words, when I normally make a neder, I will say kikar ze aser alai kehekdish. Now, this kikar is inherently aser. As the Gemara points out, in the Dharma Daf Beis Amud Beis, Neder is Nisr Chepsa, Shvua is Nisr Gavra. Shvua is I will not. Right? Neder is Nisr Chepsa. Right? Neder tells us that this Chepsa is inherently Aser. What Isr is this? The Gemara says, Kikar Ze Alai Ke Hektish. It's a very great Chiddush, something which is called Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos. Right, a person can violate Nisr Hektish by violating Nisr Neder. Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos. Let's assume, for example, instead of saying Kikar Zalai K'Hektish, I say Kikar Zalai K'Nevelos U'Trefas. This Kikar is Aser as Nevelos Aser, as a Trefas Aser. So that's the opening Mishnah, second paragraph of Nedarim. That's not good. Ish ki yidor neder means ad shi yidor b'davar hanadur. Hatfasa has to be a davar hanadur, not a davar ha'asa. Not a davar ha'asa. So I can say that this kikar is like hekdish. I cannot say this kikar is like nevela. That is not a legitimate hatfasa. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with hatfasa b'davar ha'asa? Poshub shat, one could argue as follows. That's a very balabatish. Poshub shat. I am forbidding A as I forbid B. So that's good when it comes to hektish. You are the one who created its halos. You're the one who created that iser. So therefore, I'm creating iser B similar to iser A. Hatfasa b'davar ha'asar. I forbid this loaf as the case of nevela. What do you mean? Iser Nevela is fixed, it's set, kviya v'kaima. You can't have a tfas of a davar ha'asa. If you look in the Ritva, right, again, in the very opening, in the second parak in the Darim, Ritva writes a fascinating chiddush, that when you have a hatfasa, neder's nisr cheftza. So therefore, I am creating a sir B similar to a sir A. Isr A must be nisr cheftza. That's what you're doing. You're drawing out, you're extending in Isr Cheftza. The Ran writes, the Ritva writes, a very fascinating chiddush, that Hektish is Nisr Cheftza. The Cheftza Shal Kedusha. Neder is Nisr Cheftza. Nevelo Trefa is Nisr Gavra. Nisr Gavra. So that's why you can't have a Hatfasa, but Dabra Ha'osur. A Dabra Ha'osur is Nisr Gavra. A Neder is Nisr Cheftza. The Ran writes in the Dharma Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, and Neder really has both elements. Neder is Nisr Chetza, but there's also Nisr Gav that a person cannot violate his Neder. The Dharma have two halachos to them. A Davar Asur, straight, it's a Nisr Gavra. That's a fascinating issue about to what extent Yisri Torah or Yisri Gavra, Yisri Chetza, maybe it extends, depends on Nisr Torah. But that's why the Ritva writes, you can't have a Hatfasa, but Davar Asur. They're not parallel Yisurim. You can't create a Nisr Chetza by extending Nisr Gavra. That's a fancy lamdas that the Ritva writes. So the Mishnah gives us an example of an inappropriate and illegitimate Hatfasa. Right? The Gemara mentions the following case: Hamatpis bechalas or Aron utrumasa. Chala, truma. That's called Hatfasa b'davar aser. That's hatfasa b'davar ha'asa. Why is that? Truma, chala, is called hatfasa b'davar ha'asa. That's a chiddush l'chora, because the following, Nevela, Trefa, that's Devar Asur. There, right, the Isur is Bamei Elov. The Torah imposes this, you know? When it comes to Truma, when it comes to Chala, the Isur is Al Yidei Hafla. How did this become Truma? Through my designation. How did this become through Chala? Through my Kriya Shem. Yet the Mishnah says, what do you mean, Truma and Chala? That's called the Davar Ha'asim. That's called the Davar Ha'asim. So here the Rishonim grapple with this issue. Oh, we understand the broader picture, right? But why is Chala or Truma, why is that called a Davar Ha'asim? Why isn't that a Davar Hanada? Because its Chalos was Al Yedei Dibur Peh? Al Yedei Hafla? The Tosas writes in the Dharma Dafi Beis Amad Aleph, Dermasma Kechalas Aron. Tosas writes a fascinating Chiddush that made Karanami Asr Mishum Teva. And before you were Koreshem, it was Mutter. What do you mean? Before you were Koreshem, it was absolutely Asr. Everything is Asr. Your Kriya Shem created a Heter. It's a Matir. It created the Shirayim. It's Matir the Kri, the Isser. This there was bimkomo made. That's what Tosas writes. It's a fascinating Chiddush that the Kriya Shem is the Chalos Heter, the Chalos Isser, already existed previously. When the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph of Tosas Nedarim, Halacha Yir Aleph, why this is true, that Chal and Shum is considered to be a davar ha'asr, not a davar ha'nadur. The Rambam writes the following, because it is not ba bin neder uvin edava. She'ein sham derech lahavi elu bin neder uvin edava. You can't create your own chiyuv chala, create your own truma meiser. A davar hanador means it's bav and nedav and edava. I can determine the chiyuv. Even when it comes to a chatas, when it comes to an ashram, the Rambam writes, I can determine the chiyuv. I can become a nazir as obligate during a chatas. Here it's eino bav and nedav and edava. What do you mean? You can optionally make something truma? Cannot be. And guess what? The Ravid does not agree with that reason. You understand very well why the Rabbi is going to disagree with that reason of Inobab and Nedav and Nedava. The Rabbi's Shita, as you see from the Sina Samayim, as you see from cases of Shibolim, you can create a Chalosh Truma without any Yisr. When it comes to Peros, you can create a Chalosh Truma without any Chiyuv, Hafrasha whatsoever. So the Rabbi is going to have to explain in a different fashion why it is that it's a davar ha'asun, a davar ha'nador. According to Rami, you understand very well, there is no model of being mafresh without a prior chalos tevel. Even kol demi ruach has a chalos tevel. So the Rambam writes, that's why it's a davar ha'asun. The hafrash is inseparable from tevel. And the Ravid writes, the different reason that Truma is a different type of hektish. It is not Kadshi HaMikdash, the Ravid writes. It's only called Kadshi HaGvul. It's a lower level of hektish, and therefore there's no possibility of doing atfas off of a lower level of hektish. But one understands, the Ravid would not be satisfied with the reason of Eino Babin Neder Uvinadava. After all, Truma is Babin Neder Uvinadava in the sense that you can have a Chalosh Truma Daraisa without Nisr Tevel. And that's the Raya from our Gemara, the case of Chumas Peros. So this is one beautiful approach, right, to understand the Rambam Shita. How the Rambam allows for a prior Hafrasha. Even before Meruach, Rias Pnei Abayis, what about the Ravis Kasha? It's not yet Tevel. So, maybe that's wrong. It is Tevel. One could answer the Rambam Shita in a very different way, completely different. Maybe one could argue that the Rambam, let's say, would agree with the Ravid, that there are different times where Hafrasha is possible, an earlier Hafrasha, a later Hafrasha, you could be mafresh in a way that you're preempting an iser. Even the Rambam admits it's not an iser tevel, there's a chalos tevel, but tevel's only iser b'achidas kev, and there is no achidas kev at this point. I mean, the Rambam could admit that there are different stages, but you know what the Rambam disagrees with? A more technical issue. The Ravid writes there are different stages. I'll agree. The Ravid's neschidish. It is preferable to be mafresh at the later stage. Mehechatesim. Why is that true? Maybe the Rambam will argue, I disagree. You can be mafresh before Bishiboli, you can be mafresh lafarias pehabayis. It's true that they are different. An Isser Tevel will kick in later, not before. I admit that, but your punchline, it is best to be mafresh in a way that you are mafkia of Isser Tevel. Not that you prevent the chalos Tevel from ever being chal. Who says that that's true? Who says that that's true? Maybe there is no preference. It doesn't matter. You can mafresh one way, one or other. Value neutral. Why should you assume that that's true? That it really doesn't matter? This could depend on an issue that we discussed earlier, and that is there a mitzvah safrash altogether? Is there a mitzvah safrash? If there is a mitzvah safrash, so the next question is when, where, how? Maybe there is no mitzvah safrash. Well, if there is no mitzvah safrash at all, so what do you mean that you should better do mafresh here than mafresh? Why is that true? Maybe the Torah has no kapeda whatsoever when nafrasha occurs, because there is no mitzvah safrasha at all. Is there a mitzvah safrasha? So this could very well be a Rambam l'shitase. The Rambam doesn't describe this absolutely explicitly, but the Rambam does teach us the following. Truma is a single mitzvah. Sefer mitzvahs, kuf chavav, one mitzvah. Hafrashas truma, nesinas ha-truma, is a single mitzvah. The Torah writes in Parsha Shlach, tarimu truma. The Torah writes, titnu, tarimu and titnu. The Rambam writes, that is one mitzvah. Hafrasha and nesina, counted as a single mitzvah. The Rambam writes the same thing as Shu when it comes to Hafrashas Chala, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Gimel. Hafrashas Chala and Nesinas HaChala LeKohen is all counted as the single mitzvah. The Rambam writes the same thing as Sefer Mitzvah Kuf Chafei when it comes to Bikurim. Designating the Bikurim, the Hafrasha, so to speak, and the Hava, bring it to the Mikdash, that's all one mitzvah. The Rambam counts all of these as a single mitzvah. Chala Truma Bikurim. And the Ravid is the Ramban is Masi. And Sefer Mitzvahs and Shoresh Yud Beis, the Ramban writes the following. Truma, Chala, two separate mitzvahs, a mitzvah Safrasha and a mitzvah Snesina. The Ramban, however, writes the following qualifier, very important. The med ramamurim, that I maintain that this is true, that hafrasha and nesina are two separate mitzvahs, that's only bidvarim hatuvulim. That's only if there's a chaloshim tevel. If there's a chaloshim tevel, and ayideh hafrasha, the iser tevel is paka, so you see that there's an independent mitzvah hafrasha aside from nesina. When it comes, for example, to Shar Matanos, if there is no Isser Tevel, for example, the Torah tells us you give Zerah Lachem Vakeva to the Kohen, but there's no Isser Tevel. Or the Torah tells us you give Bikurim, but there's no Isser Tevel. The Ramban writes, that's a single mitzvah. But if you're dealing with a case where there's a Chaloshim Tevel, so there's a mitzvah of Hafrasha, that's Mafgiyah Isser Tevel, and then there's a mitzvah of Nesina. That is the sheet of the Ramban. If you look in the Sefer Mitzvahs from Sadigon, Rav Sadigon has even two mitzvahs when it comes to Bikurim. Right, the mitzvah Pei Aleph, the Hafrasha Sabikurim, and mitzvah Pei Dalet, the Havah Sabikurim. Those are three different sheetas. According to the Rambam, they're all one. According to the Sanhedrin, they're all two. According to the Ramban, it depends. If there's a chalos hafrasha to be matir nisr tevel, there's a mitzvah hafrasha. Otherwise, there is not. And that's what the Ramban elaborates in Shor Shuvei, trying to demonstrate that there must be an independent mitzvah hafrasha when it comes to chalos, trumas, and maaseros. The fact that there's a bracha b'shas hafrasha, the Ramban writes, that's an indicator that there's a mitzvah hafrasha. And the fact that the Kohen himself must be mafresh, but the Kohen has a chovas nesina to give the truma to himself. But yet a Kohen must be mafresh with a bracha, because there's a chovas hafrasha. Or even, for example, chala tameya, there's a chiyuv hafrasha, even though the chala is a menes d'sreifa. The Rabban writes, you see that there are two different kiyumim. So the Ramban is explicit. Two different mitzvahs regarding hafrasha. What is the Rambam shita? Somewhat unclear. What's clear is the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. But what exactly does that mean? So here you have, as we discussed in the past, opposite possibilities. The Megillas Esther writes in Shor HaShubeis, this is what's relevant for us, that there is no mitzvah hafrasha. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah nesina. A mitzvah nesina. You're obligated to give the truma to the Kohen. So of course, hafrasha is necessary as a heksher nesina. Well, what do you give to the Kohen? The truma. So you have to designate truma. But the designation is not considered to be the mitzvah. The mitzvah is one of nesina. That's a viable option in the Rambam Shita. That the mitzvah is one of nesina. There is no mitzvah, hafrasha. We've mentioned in the past, the Megillas Esther takes this Kiddush to an extreme, which cannot be. Right? The Megillas goes as far as to assume that the Shem Tevel is not Paka Ad Lachar Nesina. That can't be. That's against many, many Gemaras, that line, right, in the Megillas Esther. Right? But to argue, they're two separate Kiyomim. Right? That's something that is very possible. That's something which is very viable. That's relevant to us. If the Rambam maintains that there's no Mitzvah Safrasha, so the Rambam would easily deflect the kasha of the Ravid, no? Right, the Ravid who tells us that there are two different models, hafrasha initially, hafrasha in later stage, and even though the Rambam allows for hafrasha earlier, but lo yafe osim, in a yafal asos kain, because you're only still seeing hafrasha at a later stage. Well, if there is no mitzvah hafrasha, the purpose of hafrasha is just to secure the truma, to fulfill the mitzvah nesina, so mecha taisa. It matters as to whether it's before or whether it is afterwards. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. And in such a case, that is considered to be sufficient. One could argue a step further, right, a completely different possibility. This is what you find in the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Marganisa Tava, the opposite possibility, that the Rambam agrees that there is a mitzvah hafrasha. It's only a mitzvah hafrasha. Once you're mafresh, now it's mamon kohen, it's mamon hashevet. It's mamon hashevet. So now that you have mamon hashevet, well, of course, what are you going to do with it? You're going to keep it. It's not yours. You have to give it to the kohen. Right, we're going to have to discuss this in Daf Ches Siman Aleph. To what extent do we assume that matnas kunah are considered to be mamon hashevet? And the Gemara discusses cases, right, regarding Pirin HaBen. Not to Pichadosh writes, for example, like those quotes this, no, in Shin Pei Beis, you can give Demei Pirin HaBen, for example, to a Kohen who's a Katan. You're just giving him that which is rightfully his. Even if you don't come onto the Chiddush of Das Acheres Makne, forget about Das Acheres Makne. You don't need Das Acheres Makne. Like we said yesterday, Yerusha. You're just giving that which it normally is. Once you designate it as Truma, it is Mamon HaShevet. You retain what we call a right of Tovasana. You can give it to your relative, your son-in-law who's a Kohen, your brother-in-law who's a Kohen. But it is Mamon HaShevet. The Kohen, Ki Kazachi, Mishulchan Gavur Kazachi. The Torah does that. And that's a possibility in the Rambam Shita. Of course there's a mitzvah hafrasha. There's only a mitzvah hafrasha. Nesina is just the after effect. Once you're mafresh, it's mamon hashevet. So you have to give it. Of course you have to give it. Or one could argue that you don't have to be so extreme. Right? The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah because they are both considered to be chelek mechelek ha-mitzvah. Chelek mechelek ha-mitzvah. After all, the Rambam in those cases, in Chala, and Shru mentions both. Hafrash and Asina, Hafrash and Asina. It's not that one is just the fact and the other is the hechsher. Chelek mechelek ha-mitzvah. That's the possibility, the Rambam Shita. If you assume that Hafrash is a mitzvah, Hafrash is Bichlal HaMitzvah, the Rambam will agree with the Rambam, but it's a single kiyum, Hafrash and Asina. So therefore you'll have to argue that even though Hafrash is Bichlal HaMitzvah, nonetheless, the Rambam doesn't see that it's necessary to assume that you have to be Mafrish one way as opposed to Mafrish another way. If you assume as a Megillas Esther, Hafrash is not a mitzvah at all, you understand very well why the Rambam assumes that you can be Mafresh earlier, Mafresh later. That really doesn't matter as long as you secure the Truma, and then you can go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah Nesina. Now, in this issue, right, when Tosus discusses again the Chiyuv when it comes to Trumas and Maestros regarding cases of Peros, Tosus continues and discusses the case of Arla and Ravah. Right? And Tosus discusses the Chiyuv, not only in Eretz Yisrael, right, but the Chiyuv in Chutz Laretz. Tosus applies the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamoso B'Chutz Laretz. And for that reason, right, so therefore, B'Chutz Laretz Ein Din Ravai Noheg Be'ilanos. Because it's machlokas in Eretz Yisrael itself, revai be'ilanos, and kol hameikah v'aretz halacha kamoso b'chutz laretz. This chiddush of Tosus, what is the status of revai in chutz laretz? And Tosus' application, kol hameikah v'aretz, this is subject, right, to a very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. What is arla in chutz laretz? The Gemara tells us later in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Ches and Beis, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Maseches Arla, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Arla Halacha. Arla is a Halacha. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara asks, it's my Halacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ula, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Pasuk says, Kisavo al Haaretz. That sounds like Eretz Yisrael. If Arla applies in Chutz Laretz, that is the halacha l'Moshe Nisinan. That is Ula name of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Machalos Asura cites a very fundamental machlokes between himself and the Gaonim. The Gemara only speaks about Arla. Is there revai in Chutz Laretz? So the Rambam quotes the view of the Gaonim that absolutely yes. Arla and revai go hand in hand. If there is Arla, then there is revai. And therefore, pidyon is necessary even in Chutz Laretz. And the Rambam disagrees. Yerali she'ein din net revai noeg v'chutz laretz. You're allowed to eat even below pidyon klal. Shelo amru ella arla. Arla yes and revai no. So Rabbi Chaim in that Rambam, Perek Yud Hilchos Machalos Asuros, writes a beautiful bir as follows. The Gemara tells us this is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Good. And Rav Chaim writes that there are two different models of halacha l'Moshe Misinai. There is halacha Moshe Misinai, which is a halacha ha-mechadeshes. There is halacha Moshe Misinai, which is halacha ha-mefareshes. Halacha Mifreshes means that Halacha Moshe Sinai elucidates. Halacha Moshe Sinai, which is Mechadeshes, means Halacha Moshe Sinai creates, right, a new category, a new chiyuv, a new iser. It is not viewed as an extension of that which is found Mufurish Bekra, but a new machayiv entirely. Reb Chaim writes that this is the machlokis, the Rambam and the Gaonim. If I just had the pasuk, I would have said, look, the Torah tells us, ki sava al ha'aretz. Well, doesn't that indicate then Eretz Yisrael and now Chutz La'aretz? You have a halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai that tells us no, Orla applies even in Chutz La'aretz. What does halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai do? Is that an independent new halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai mechadeshes? Or perhaps no, it's mifareshes. In other words, one could argue simply, Reb Chaim writes, it teaches us that the pasuk of ki savo el haaretz, you could understand that pasuk one of two ways, no? Ki savo el haaretz, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, good? What answer, right? What question is that pasuk answering? Ki savo el haaretz, the where question or the when question, no? Maybe one would argue, where? Where? Where is there this chiyuv? The answer is, you'll enter Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. Ki savo el haaretz means that the chiyuv of Orla begins in Bias Haaretz. Where does it apply? Throughout the entire world. That's the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Without the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, would have said ki savo el haaretz means Eretz Yisrael. No, the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai tells us ki savo el haaretz means Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. It means bizman bia, not b'makom. But the parsha itself, supplemented by Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, is referring to Eretz Yisrael and to Chutz La'aretz. Well, if that's true, then when the Torah tells us about the Dinei Revayah as well, of course that applies in Chutz La'aretz. Or in Eretz Yisrael and Or in Chutz La'aretz are a single halacha. Or one could argue that's not true. That the parsha, Orla in Eretz Yisrael, Orla in Chutz La'aretz is an absolutely new halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Even the Achar Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, the pasuk of ki savo el haaretz still means where. And if there is a chiyuv of Orla in Chutz La'aretz, it must be an independent chiyuv based on a completely different makar, a halacha, a mechadeshes. Reb Chaim points out, if you look at the Rambam, that Rambam was Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav. If you look in Halacha Chav Aleph, you see this in the Rambam as well. The Rambam writes, if a person will eat a kazayis of Orla in Chutz La'aretz, Makanasom Malkus Mardos. You get Malkus Drabanan. Malkus Drabanan. Why Malkus Drabanan? Because in order for there to be an Isser Malkus, you have to have a lav which is Mufurish Bekra. The Torah has to say, don't. And the Torah has to say, either don't, Belashon Lo, Hishomer, Pen, or Ao. If you have something which is Aser, Machmas, Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, Elokin Alav. We just discussed, for example, Shikhar Eved, no? The Torah says, don't free Eved. But the Torah doesn't say, don't free Eved. The Torah says, an affirmative, lo olam en tavodu. There's no locus. That's called a lav abam echal asay. Well, if you have no pasuk at all, it's halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, of course there isn't going to be malchus. Malchus is only when this, there is mufurish bekra. So the Rambam writes, there's no malchus. And the Gaon disagree. There's malchus in Orla Chutz La'aretz. According to the Gaonim again, Havatalia, the very same Parsha, is addressing Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai interprets the Parsha. So therefore, Orla and Revai, and Malkus Daraisa. According to the Rambam, the Shita say there's no Revai, and that's why the Rambam writes that there's no Malkus. This is a Halacha, Mechadeshes. Chaim points out, this is that very issue. To what extent we assume that the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai of Orla and Chutz La'aretz, mechadeshes or mefareshes? There's a Tosfos written Sukkah that writes a very great chiddush in Daf Lamed Hey, that Orla and Chutz La'aretz is only aser b'achila, it's mutter b'hana. Orla in Eretz Yisrael is aser b'hana. Orla and Chutz La'aretz is mutter b'hana. Again, these are completely different halachos. Halacha mechadeshet. Again, Tosus assumes Orla certainly applies in Chutzlaret. It's just we have a principle called Ameka Baratzalcha Kamosa B'Chutzlaret. So therefore, you have a right to be Mekel regarding issues that are questionable within Eretz Yisrael itself. The Rambam Shita is that only Orla applies. Ravai does not apply at all. So take a look at that piece in Rav Chaim. It's an important model. Two different cases of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? Machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim, right? The next show on Sunday we'll just mention, just not to go through all sugyas, but examples where even the Rambam will agree that you can have both models. When the Rambam assumes that there's no Malkus, no Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, it's not because the Rambam denies that there is Halacha HaMefareshes. The Rambam also will admit to that Chiddush. You can have cases of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai where I'll agree with the position of the Gaonim, that the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai elaborates, but the Rambam maintains that is not true when it comes to Orlan Revai, Kisa Vol Aretz, means only in Eretz Yisrael, unlike other cases. And even cases where Minil Beit, there'll be a steer in the Rambam, regarding Yisach HaMayim as an example, how you understand that form of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. We'll finish up a little bit Sunday shir, and then we'll continue with Gimel Amud Aleph with the sugya of Chalipin. So make sure to see the Gemara well. Take a look at the Tosos, right? V'yisha Pachos Mishav Pruta. Take a look carefully, right? At the Rashi and Tosos, two different yourselves in the Gemara, and we'll have to discuss. We already started with that Nesivas about different types of Chalipin. Take a look at the Tosos of Ches Amud Aleph, the Maskul Umay Nihil, the second Tosos. Right, Tosos quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Testament base. Make sure to see that Gemara as well in the Tosos there. Right, all underlying the relationship between the Kinyan Chalipin and the Kinyan Kesef. Okay, let's start.